We have unanimously selected Michael. And why have we done that? We've done that because we believe right at this period of time, Michael is the best leader and the best coach to get what we think is sort of untapped potential within our playing group. And Michael is a person of great integrity. He's a person of great values. He knows what success and high performance really looks and feels like.
That is the stamp of approval from the president, if I've ever heard it. That Luke Sayers, the coach of the Blues, yesterday, speaking about Michael Voss after he was appointed as the coach of the Blues for the next three seasons. We know he's a megastar as a player. Three-time premiership captain, Brownlow medal, Lee Matthews trophies, all Australians. Like, it's ridiculous. Hall of Fame. It's ridiculous. He's had his time in the coaching ranks, the Brisbane Lions, for 4 years, 109 games. Been at Port Adelaide as a raging success in the last couple of years as well. And he gets a chance to be back in the big chair at Icon Park. And he joins us on the line this morning. Vossie, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Yeah, very exciting.
It's been clearly a well-publicised topic in Victoria anyway in the last little while. When it was all unfolding, back in Adelaide, what was the conversation like for you?
There was plenty happening. great to be able to receive so much support and well wishes. And, I'm obviously extremely grateful, with my time at Port Adelaide Football Club and the people that are there, they've really supported me and helped me along my own journey. And, and they were really supportive of what I want to be able to do next.
How pumped are you that there's been another chance given to you?
It's hard to describe, really, and really tough to measure. I made a distinct decision when I went back into the coaching ranks with this is what I wanted to do. I had my sights set on it. I didn't know how long that was going to take to get another chance. Clearly, we need to be able to shift some of the views around, another coach coming back in for another time. So, it's going to be as much as about patience. And in the meantime, just get to work to make yourself better and put yourself in a good position.
Fossey, you talk about going to work really hard on leadership, communication, and bringing people together. How did you do that? Because you went obviously from Brisbane, you went into the media for a year, then you went to Port Adelaide. Was it organically the way you did that at Port Adelaide, or did you actually study and do some extra courses to really build around that?
Well, it organically happened, 3 years ago with the leadership position I was able to... I was given from Ken and Chris Davies, football manager, where I moved into a senior assistant role, and that was probably slightly different role to, most of the senior assistants out there, and had a lot of, we're able to pour a lot of IP into our program, and Ken is just, puts so much trust in you to be able to do the right thing in that space, and he puts trust in his assistants and his people around him, so I learned a lot off that, but then it was also about, just basically getting to every single program I possibly could and being able to hear from a lot of different people, establishing networks around with really strong mentors. And it's just time. It's just a body of work that's required. It won't happen within a six-month period of time, but if you keep persisting at it and give it some presence, then hopefully it emerges.
You listen to your old teammate, Craig McRae, who got the Collingwood job, and he speaks about wanting to spend an hour with every player and every staff member. Carlton were all over the shop this year. It was a mess at times, the way things were happening at that famous football club. What's the first thing that you want to do? I know you've only been in the chair not even 24 hours, but what are you looking to do over particularly the next week or two?
Well, there's a few things that we have to try and get ahead of. Fortunately, the guys are already ahead of a few, and we sat down yesterday just to start to discuss assistant coaches and line a few things up there. So that's only in the initial stages. I was briefed on where we're at with the upcoming trade and where our list is at. So obviously had a lot of discussion through the process on that, but it was really good to be able to get into some detail with that. But I guess the next couple of weeks really holds of just getting around and talking to people, and whether that's being able to sit with them and have a chat to them and get to know them a little bit more. And it won't be so much about a football discussion and be more about a life discussion and just to get to know them a little bit more. But just immerse yourself into the Carlton Football Club.
Vossie, you just mentioned, or you just touched base on the assistant coaches just then. Who gets to say there? Do you get a little bit of freedom to bring in a couple of guys around you that you actually really trust and you've worked with before, or is that more left to the football club?
No, I think that's a collaborative conversation. So, obviously, you come in with some really strong ideas on what you think. There's a lot to weigh up. It's a pretty complex to be able to put together. There's a lot of factors in place, including soft caps. So while we'd like to be able to open up the first, there's obviously still some things we need to consider. So, no, just being able to have that collaborative discussion around what we need and what's going to be best for the group. And what's really important is that we put the best group around them and we support them. We put a great environment around the players so they can just get out and freely execute.
Has half rang you yet? I know you'll be sitting on the other side of the ground. I'm sure you've received a phone call from Daniel.
Thanks for the message too, Half. Really appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
Welcome aboard. Mate. Welcome to the family.
Hey, Michael, you talked yesterday about the fact that you were a Carlton supporter growing up, so you understand the magnitude of the club. Is that part of the charm of the role, is to get them bouncing again as one of the biggest clubs there is in Victorian Australian sport?
Yeah, it won't be hard to get momentum going, will it? So, yeah, that's also in itself something to be really mindful of. You know, we obviously want to generate the excitement. We want to be able to play a really powerful brand of football. And, you know, we'll really embrace, you know, getting to the MCG, Carlton versus Collingwood with hopefully at 90,000 bums on seats. I think we'll all look forward to that moment across the whole industry. But, I think we've got to sort of embrace what Carlton is and what it is and the expectations a little bit that come with it. And, you know, if we can sort of bring everyone along the journey, then it only just makes us more powerful and just builds a stronger belief and certainly builds confidence within the players.
Because I would imagine that's going to be the challenge for you, because they are a club that has been impatient, and that's because there hasn't been success for such a long period. So it's that balance of trying to ride the crest of a wave, but also be realistic about expectations, I guess.
Well, it is. But, I mean, the most important thing of all of that is, you know, we just have to absolutely stay within the present. You know, we always have an eye on what we're trying to achieve and where we want to go and a purpose we want to play for. And they're all very, very important to give a clear direction on and a vision on where we're going. But despite what's actually happening around us, one of the real disciplines we have to try to achieve when if we do get some wins together is just being consistent, reliable, you know, having durability in our team. And that requires just a be present mindset. And if we waver from that, well, that's when you get into some danger.
Oh, it's an exciting time for the Blues. No doubt they have you in charge and can't wait to see what the next 3 years has in store. You saw the Bulldogs firsthand a couple of weeks ago as a Port Adelaide coach. Who wins tomorrow?
Well, I think Melbourne win. As damaging as they were against us, the Dogs, and their midfield runs extremely deep, I just have to go with Melbourne. I just think that they've become really solid across every role. You know, I love some of the language that's coming out amongst the team. That doesn't guarantee them victory, but when they've been challenged throughout the year, they've just been able to hang on in their losses. They haven't lost by a hell of a lot. So that they'll be there in the end, and that's all we ask for. And if they're there in the end, I think they'll be the ones that win the ultimate prize.
We'll see how it unfolds. Can't wait to see you in action in Navy Blue. Vossie, good luck.
Thanks for your time. Chat soon.